If you've ever wondered what books Padre Pio would recommend to help you on your spiritual journey, this video is for you. Today we explore the texts that guided him along his path. Stay tuned. Ave omnis spes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. And now to today's story. Today we're diving into the literary world of Padre Pio. Contrary to what some might think, Padre Pio was not just a mystic with extraordinary gifts. He was also a man of profound culture and intellect. From his time in the Franciscan seminary to the quiet corners of his convent library in San Giovanni Rotondo, Padre Pio devoted himself to an extensive range of readings. The insights we'll explore today come from the book Padre Pio, The Mystery of the Near God by Severio Gaeta. So, which books did Padre Pio read and which would he recommend to others? Let's find out. During the years of forced isolation from 1931 to 1933, Padre Pio didn't let his solitude hinder his thirst for knowledge. In fact, he immersed himself in the library at his disposal, which was filled with texts on mysticism and history. One of the notable works that could be found in the library was the 35 volumes of Universal History by Cesare Cantù, a renowned study that traces the journey of humanity. Then, there were also the 16 volumes of History of the Popes from the End of the Middle Ages by Ludwig von Pastor. Interestingly, this work was created by a Protestant critic who converted to Catholicism during his studies. Furthermore, he had access to the 16 volumes of Universal History of the Catholic Church by René-François Rochbacher, a distinguished collection on the history of the Church. And finally, the author mentions the 7 volumes of Catechism of Perseverance by Jean-Joseph Gaume. When people sought his advice on spiritual literature, Padre Pio consistently recommended some of the best texts available. Here's what he suggested. The Way of Perfection, written by Saint Teresa of Avila, who was not only a mystic, but also a doctor of the Church. This work delves into the journey of spiritual growth and the importance of prayer in achieving union with God. He also recommended The Interior Castle, another masterpiece by Saint Teresa of Avila, which presents the soul's journey through various stages of prayer and communion with God, likening it to a castle with 7 mansions. Furthermore, Padre Pio valued the deeply introspective Confessions by Saint Augustine, an autobiography that explores Augustine's struggles with sin and his eventual conversion to Christianity. Next, The Dark Night of the Soul by Saint John of the Cross, another doctor of the Church, which describes the spiritual journey through periods of aridity that ultimately lead to a deeper union with God. I remember Padre Pio mentioning this work in several of his letters to his spiritual directors. Lastly, Treatise on the Love of God by Saint Francis de Sales. In this work, St. Francis de Sales emphasizes the importance of divine love and outlines practical ways to cultivate a loving relationship with God. There's a memorable exchange between Padre Pio and Father Pellegrino that beautifully encapsulates his dedication to learning. Father Pellegrino once remarked, "You, spiritual father, among the things to study and meditate upon, choose only those that help you to love Jesus and the Church." Padre Pio replied, "I want to live for Jesus and for the Church. The knowledge that helps me to live ever more for the Lord and for the Church is the culture of my life and all my life of culture." And Pellegrino countered, "But to love Jesus and the Church, in my view, four pieces of knowledge are enough." Padre Pio reacted, raising his voice, "On the contrary, no. Every day, every hour, every moment, I feel the need to increase my knowledge. And the Church is an inexhaustible source of life and culture for me." So, there you have it. Padre Pio was a lifelong student of faith, and his recommendations remind us of the importance of reading literature that inspires our spiritual lives. Now, I'd love to hear from you, our dear viewers. Are there any books that inspire you on your spiritual journey? Please share your favorites in the comments section below. And if you're looking for something to read, perhaps one of Padre Pio's favorites will find its way into your hands. And just some final thoughts. While Saint Therese of Lisieux saw the value in good literature, she was cautious about books that might lead the soul astray, such as those filled with vain or worldly ideas. She believed it was essential to choose reading material wisely, focusing on what would elevate the heart and mind to God. In her autobiography, Story of a Soul, she wrote about the profound impact that reading the lives of saints had on her. These books inspired her to follow their example and seek holiness. As Padre Pio once told his spiritual daughter, Raffaelina Cerase, "I am horrified, my dear sister, at the damage done to souls by their failure to read holy books." Thank you so much for watching. Your support means the world to us. If you enjoyed this video, please like it and share it with your friends. Love our videos? Then click the bell to get notified as soon as we upload something new. Otherwise, you will miss out. Check out the specially recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description below for our full selection of great content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist, and to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Thank you for being a part of our community, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.